That was, well, that was a lot of people. That was from the record called All My Friends Celebrating the Songs and Voice of Greg Allman, which was from a concert before Greg Allman died, and that's Will the Circle Be Unbroken, which is the final song on that show, which features, you know, pretty much everyone who was on that, who performed at that concert on that record. So you have Susan Tedeschi sing. There's dozens of people on the stage, but some of the people who sing on that, one of the members from Sam and Dave, Derek Trucks plays guitar, Dr. John, if you heard him there, Susan Tedeschi, actually Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band as well, I think Jackson Brown, Taj Mahal, and those are just some of the people who sang, and Derek Trucks has that very, you know, recognizable guitar solo, but there's countless other people on the stage. It's one of the, you should see the YouTube video too. It's really incredible. Prior to that was Ella Fitzgerald, Blue Moon. Vicente Fernandez, Estos Celos, from his legendary, I don't know if it was his last concert, but it was his farewell concert, Una Azteca and El Azteca, which he played to a ridiculous amount of people at that concert. You probably, if you heard, you could really hear like every word the fans were singing back to him on the chorus of that, which is incredible. He's a legend. And Billy Cobham, All That Your Soul Provides. On the Billy Cobham record, you have, of course, Billy Cobham on drums, Mike Mondesir on bass, Joe Chindamo on keyboards, Carol Rowley singing, Peter Wolpel on guitar, and Nippy Noya on percussion. It's a cool track, and to start off the set, we had Tom Waits with his great song Rosie from his record Closing Time, his first record. Now, since it's the turn of the hour, it's time for me to tell you that we receive a didactic education from elementary school through high school, and many of us continue with advanced degrees. Learning isn't just didactic, and it's important to recognize that we learn in many different ways, through different media and activities, work, volunteering, community service, and entertainment. Once we have completed our formal education, continuing to explore and expose ourselves to different subjects becomes even more important, not only for our brain health and intellectual stimulation, but also for social interactions, adaptability to change, and keeping our curiosity alive. It can even open doors to new economic opportunities by acquiring new skills. So, instead of thinking I can't start anything new when I'm older, I won't be good enough, think instead that learning a new language, cooking a new cuisine, learning to use a new electronic device, etc., causes you to look at something as a beginner and can remind us of how open we were as children. This message has been brought to you by your ever-learning, curious DJs here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. And, well, it is 12:04 a.m. and the show is about to be over, but since it's around midnight, it's time for news and weather. For the weather, it is currently 37 degrees and cloudy here in Burlington. For today, Thursday, it's a high of 39, low of 35 and cloudy. Tomorrow, Friday, high of 36, low of 32, possible chance of snow. So we did get our first snow here in the Burlington area of the season. Kind of early, I guess. I don't know. Mid-November. We'll be getting a whole lot more of that, of course. And then high of 43 on Sunday and raining. High of 34 on Monday, kind of cloudy, highs in the upper 30s, lower 40s throughout the rest of the week. Nothing that exciting. Now, for the news, according to UPI, Maine gym teacher sinks 1,516 three-pointers in 1 hour. A high school gym teacher from Maine may have earned his third Guinness World Record by sinking 1,516 three-pointer shots on the basketball court. Ryan Martin, a physical education teacher at Saco Middle School, took to the school's court Monday and attempted 1,683 three-pointer shots in 1 hour, successfully sinking 1,516 of them. Martin's goal to capture the record was 1,372 shots, a number he exceeded by 145. He said that the support of fellow teacher Nick Wilson and a crowd of students helped him power through the attempt. At 28 minutes, I had real bad cramp in my side, and then Nick had the crowd going crazy. It was like a message from God, perfect timing, where they just were loud and at the perfect time, and I fought through it, Martin told WGME-TV. Anyways, my name is Irwin, and you have been listening to American Dreamscapes. I'm on every Wednesday from 10 to midnight. This is 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Have a good night, y'all, and I'll tune in next week.
You are still my brother. No matter what color, you are still my brother. Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we be together? Thank you.
You're listening to WRUV FM Burlington.
He was never really commonplace. He was always measures ahead. Ellington was more than number one for the music and things that he said. Birth was the word, back when tenors were heard, from Kansas right up to the press. Billy was really the queen of the scene that keeps echoing in my head. Would it pass? Surely last. And pain, adventures the mind could explore. Stevie and Bob talk of freedom and joy in their own individual ways. Playing and singing, as long as it's bringing a message and all that it says. What it has will surely last, but is that jazz? We let others define a thousand precious feelings from our past. When we express love and tenderness, is that jazz? Is that jazz? Is that jazz? Is that
it on, but the bass line so strong.
The sound seems to glow in the dark. I take pride in what's mine. Is that really a crime? When you know I ain't got nothing there. Only millions of sounds pick me up when I'm down. Let me salvage a piece of myself. What it has will surely last.
How do you know?
Will it be the end?
And I can tell by your stare. I want you to keep your worries on I see.
Hi, this is Caleb from Mad Mesa, and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont.
Dancing in the sun. It was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself asleeping in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat. For now I'll say I had no place to go. It was a rustle and a humming, just a hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed. Painted on that shiny car, the letters RCMNP. I can feel a little aching in my head. And then out jumps this old boy about twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel Number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. Then the old familiar click and the handcuffs binding grip. He should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun and turned to me. He said, son, I bet you don't own a damn thing, do you, mate? Well, I got my help, John B. Stetson. Got a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind. Well, I got my health with John B. Stetson.
Got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stats somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind.
You could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont. Meet Anya, a Vermont youth whose loving family created a ripple effect of safety and affirmation.
I grew up just with this really awesome support system around me. When I went to college and I met my fiance, and I was the first person that she ever felt comfortable enough to come out to. And it felt really special because I knew that the reason I was that safe space was because my family had taught me how to be that safe space.
To learn about Outright's work to strengthen families and communities, visit us at outrightvt.org.
So darling, how can we be sure? We've got to hold on gotta try to keep the love alive. To keep the love alive. I wonder if we fight for us, can we survive? Nobody makes it anymore. So darling, how can we be sure? We've gotta hold on to what was. We gotta try to keep the love alive. To keep the love alive. To keep the love.
Hey, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you are listening to...
WRUV.
90.1 FM Burlington. You gotta meet Cold Factory up there now.